All right, back now with Ed Blum, North Reading High School football coach, and they are top of their standings in the Cape Ann League. And Coach Blum, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thanks for having me. Always appreciate you taking the time to talk to us coaches.
I love talking to you guys and catching up, and hopefully we can add the players at some point as well. But, Coach, just looking at the standings, we're approaching the midway part of the season, which is incredible how fast it's going. And I think one thing we should mention is how, I'm going to put this word in quotes, normal things seem to be. You guys are actually concentrating on football now as coaches, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's not the stress of last spring. It really is kind of back into football, and it feels, as you kind of said, normal. It feels more normal now than even in the beginning of September, late August. So we're back in that routine, which is awesome and fun.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to do that. And again, looking at the standings in the Cape Ann League, where you guys have played a couple of games, you're 2-0 in the conference, 4-0 overall. But the thing that jumps off the page, Coach, is your points for and your points against. So let's start with your offense, and maybe you can allude a little bit to the Ipswich game on how you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, offensively, just give a lot of credit to the coaches of the great game plan and to the kids. You know, they've been practicing better and better each week and each day. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have some guys on our team that can make some big plays for us. And you know, that's kind of been carrying us for most of these games, is that big play capability. And guys like Ryan McCullough, Craig Rubino, Will Batten, John Jennings, and we're very fortunate this year and across the board to have some guys who can make plays for us. And offensively, they've been executing, and all of it starts up front. You know, none of those pass plays, none of those run plays happen without the guys up front, and they're getting better. You know, we've got a few guys up front who are, kind of their first year on the line, and you just see it. Their confidence is slowly growing with each game, and it certainly helps the team when the offense is executing like that. And so far, we've been fortunate in our first four games.
Is there a kid on the line who sort of anchors the line and is able to be sort of a stabilizing factor, as you said, with some of the new guys learning the game? Is there anybody like that, or is it completely new?
No, it's not completely new. I mean, we've got a couple guys who got experience last spring, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Sam Morelli, Justin Bailey. Those two guys are really the two guys that are back this year leading the line, with three guys who have really stepped up, you know, and again, they're growing into that role. And so it's awesome to see that growth throughout practice and each game for it to show up.
What was the key to the Ipswich game, Coach? Because you got a lot of points in that one.
Yeah, I mean, Ipswich, we started out slow. Ipswich scored on that very first possession, and honestly, it was the response from the offense. Our first offensive play, we hit a deep ball, and Ryan McCullough makes a hell of a catch, and is able to score a touchdown, and all of a sudden, we're kind of getting momentum back, and the defense utilized that to limit Ipswich kind of going forward. And, you know, just again, the offense just executed and big plays and a guy like Craig Rubino had a couple nice catches and big gains for us. So, that was the key, is just certain guys kind of stepping up when their number was called, made big plays for us, and guys kind of feed off each other of that. And obviously from a program standpoint, from some of our players, whether it's from youth and then even last year, we haven't had great memories on that field. And so kind of that extra motivation of, hey, let's make sure we leave this field with some better memories. And the kids came with that energy and with that focus.
Well, your defense has shown up for sure. You've given up very few points and scored a whole bunch. Now this game, I'm just looking here. You've been away, you've had, what, a couple of home games and a couple of away games so far?
Yeah, first three, yes. First one was away, and then two home, and then this last one was away against Ipswich.
All right, and now you got to travel to Triton. And Triton, although their record is 1-2, they've played some tough opponents.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they were up on Newburyport 14-0. They were up on Amesbury 14-0. I mean, all three games they've been in this year, and we know it's going to be a fight. Like they're a very good team. They've got a big offensive line. They got a quarterback who's very capable of throwing the ball, and so Defensively, they're going to present a lot of challenges in terms of trying to slow them down and limit what they do. We try to, as best as coaches we can, communicate that to the kids of, hey, their record really doesn't indicate kind of how much they've been in these football games.
Right.
It's going to be a dogfighting, and
right.
We've been certainly trying to make sure we practice that way, and we're ready to go Friday for it.
Well, you guys have got to go away again this weekend, next
yep.
week. Do you have a good following? Do people show up for the games now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a little bit tough when the schedules overlap. You know, there's a boys' home soccer game. But, yeah, the fans, you know, parents obviously come every single game. And then there's a good group of kids that come to away games. Obviously, nothing like the home crowds.
Right.
And so there is absolutely that added challenge when you're on the road of kind of being able to feed off the away crowd and, like, want to silence them and kind of using that as the motivation to overcome, you know, any sort of adversity that may happen.
You know, I have to ask you because I've been to three or four games. And every game I've been to so far, they've all been in the Northeastern Conference, by the way. And, no, that's been a mix with CAL teams playing. But the crowds, honest to goodness, since day one, they've been like Thanksgiving Day crowds. I mean, even the away teams are showing up. It's been amazing.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, it's been incredible. I mean, I think it's funny. I was watching a Celtics preseason game on TV. And the energy in the garden felt like a playoff game. And I think the same thing's happening with these high school sports. I think just everything is, people are excited to be back, excited to be able to go to these games now. And so I think it's just, it's everywhere and you're seeing it. You know, I myself have scouted some games and same thing, like home and away fans, everything.
Yeah.
It's been, been an awesome atmosphere this fall so far.
Absolutely. All right, finally, Coach, what's the deal with Triton? What are you telling your kids about this team and trying to play these guys coming up?
You know, number one, we've got to be ready to go. You know, we've got to be ready from the very first play. I mean, we got to learn that lesson from Ipswich. And, you know, we've got to be ready to bring that physical part of the game. You know, they're going to try to run the ball. We got to try to limit that, and then from a secondary standpoint, be ready for when they throw the ball. And you know, as best we can, offensively, continue to execute. So I mean, it's a lot of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to the kids; they've had a great week of practice, and they've been growing up each week. And you kind of see their focus and their intensity, and just how they practice is getting better. And so we know it's gonna be a fight. We're gonna continue to echo that to the kids, and you know, just get ready to enjoy that, embrace it, and let's get ready to compete.
You know, that's an interesting interesting thing about this time of the year. This will be the last question, but at this time of the year, you're hitting the mid-season point. You've had these kids now since August, and really you had spring football as well. Is there a certain comfort zone that you as coaches get into with your kids in that they know the drill now, and it makes it a little bit easier in terms of getting ready for the next game?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think it's they know the drill now. Practices are running a little bit more efficiently, which is, again, benefits everyone. You know, we don't need these longer practices to get through everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
kids are flying around. They know the expectations. They know the routines. And just that understanding in those relationships are a lot, cleaner, and we're all on kind of the same page. And so it's made each week easier and easier.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, again, still with that focus and energy, but yeah, the practices and the game planning have certainly, that routine's there, which is awesome.
All right, I'll add, I have one more quick question here. What are you most pleased with in terms of improvement for your team since August to now?
I think it's honestly just the confidence that they take the field, you know, and kind of the belief in themselves. You know, I think there's been early on, you know, that wasn't necessarily there, and now they take the field, and there's this confidence, and there's this belief, and obviously you want to make sure it doesn't, you know, become this cockiness, but it's a confidence and knowing that, hey, we collectively have worked hard, we put in the right work in practice, and we can play with that confidence, and that's what I'm just happy to be seeing on the field, and you know, obviously that's always challenged when you face a little bit of adversity, which we expect to face on Friday against Triton, so we'll be tested, but I just hope the kids keep believing in what they're doing, and that's honestly been, that growth has been awesome.
And it sounds like there's a trust among teammates. Is that the case too?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the best part. I mean, I think a lot of these kids have such great relationships, whether in you know, different grade, same grade, whatever it is. You just see them walking around school, talking to each other, after practice, before practice, on the weekends. You know, it isn't just, there isn't really groups. They kind of have each other's backs. And I think that relationship part in football between teammates is, can play such a strong factor, come game night.
All right. Should be fun this weekend. It's, North Reading visiting Triton on, Friday evening at 7 p.m. And, coach, anything else you want to mention?
No, nothing else. Just appreciate all the fan support and excited for the 7 p.m. game tomorrow.
I know. Let's keep it going. Everybody stay healthy. Ed, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
That is North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.